how would you then define sex addiction?
You know, the term sex addiction, or what I will call the addiction to sex, is defined as compulsive sexual behavior, and that word compulsive is important. So compulsive sexual behavior that a person continues to engage in for longer than intended, and in spite of negative consequences. So all of those points are very important. So it's the compulsive nature that a person engages in longer than they ever intended to, and even though there are negative consequences, they continue to engage in the behavior. So the behavior, you know, may be considered to be out of control, often self-destructive, and probably what the person will tell you, or will tell themselves, or will realize, is that they had made several unsuccessful efforts to stop the behavior, but weren't successful. So they, you know, a sex addict will speak about, you know, they went to the strip joint and they got a lap dance, and that's the last time, because when they leave, they, you know, they feel horrible about it, and they say they're never going to do this again. They're never going to go back to that establishment. And then next week they're right back there.
Right.
So that is not an unusual or atypical experience. So a sex addict will not be able to stop the behavior without professional assistance, where in contrast, the person who is a non-sex addict will probably be able to stop their acting out behavior. So that's in very general terms how I would define sex addiction.
Okay.